Lawrence, you're going to have to be really quick with this one, but Eric has exercised about jellyfish.
What do I do for a jellyfish sting?
What can he do? Lawrence, help him out.
I'll try and be quick on this one. So there's a lot of myths about jellyfish stings. So the first thing I'd say is that the old kind of myth of urinating on a jellyfish sting is absolutely false.
And really?
No, it's not. Yeah, urea as a compound may have a beneficial effect, but your urine isn't going to be concentrated enough in urea to have any benefit. So don't urinate on it. The best thing to do, if you've got some vinegar, like we all take that to the beach regularly, but if you could put something acidic like a vinegar on it, that will help to stop any tentacles from releasing further venom. You can't put fresh water on it either, because
really?
The jellyfish, and nematocytes within the tentacles are very sensitive to the osmotic pressure of the fluid around them. So actually putting fresh water on there will stimulate more venom release.
So you have to get someone who's really dehydrated to pee on you.
So I think you'd have to be really dehydrated for the peeing, you know, seriously dehydrated. The best thing is to apply something acidic like vinegar, or you can actually buy jellyfish sting sprays that you can put on. Or failing that, the best thing is to wash it with salt water. And then after you've done that, you need to try and remove the tentacles. So either with some tweezers, or failing that, get your credit card out, scrape it down the skin, try and remove them off, and then wash in hot water after that. That's the basic advice.
Now, that really is a novel use for a credit card that I haven't had suggested before. Thank you very much, Lawrence. That's it for this week. Thank you to all of our guests. You've been listening to Jim Bacon, Jane Sterling, Howard Griffiths and Lawrence Kemp. The producers were Izzy Clark and Georgia Mills. Do join us next week when we take a flight through time, because we're exploring the 100-year evolution of the fighter aircraft. How did we get from aeroplanes made of fabric and wood to the F-35 Lightning? Join us to find out. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University, and it's supported by the EPSRC and Rolls-Royce. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much at home for listening. Goodbye.